Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning. You know, every comedian has a podcast, but we're comedians with a morning show podcast. You get the difference? I'm your host, Julia Young, and I'm joined with my co-host extraordinaire, Mike Camerlingo. How you doing, Mike?
Julia, I'm feeling great today. Oh. And I got to tell you, I woke up this morning and I didn't feel great.
Oh, wow. So what changed?
Not in a COVID kind of way. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like a, you know, I just have a question.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
When is the winter going to be over? Okay. That's my main question.
Yes. So what you're suffering from is called seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
I have it, but it's year round for me. So my winter never ends. I really think it's going to be like April. Like, it was just supposed to rain today, and then it was like, no, I'm gonna snow also. So it doesn't end.
I used to be like, oh, you know, winter ends at like mid-March, but I think once you get it through your head that it's more like mid to late April, then it's just an easier transition.
I just think that February is the worst month. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Is that too controversial?
It's the worst, but it's short. No, you can say it.
Okay.
I have an alternative take, but you go first.
Oh, no, that was my take, is that February sucks. What's your alt take? It doesn't suck?
My alt take is that fucking March sucks, because March sucks, is so long.
Yeah.
And it has the promise of like, oh, it's almost the spring. And it's like, no, it's not, bitch. No, it's not.
Yeah, March hasn't come in like a lion and out like a lamb since the 70s, I feel like.
I agree.
It's just a lion the whole time. We got to update this slogan.
Maybe when I was a kid, I feel like there was a year or two where April came and I was like, oh, it's the spring.
Yeah,
but I
flowers.
Think that's over.
Yeah. No, April's bullshit too. April is like a damp, soggy month. And this is when like the flowers start to come out, and then there's like frost, and then they all die, and it fucks up the ecosystem. So
when we, you know, playing sports growing up, no big deal, I'm a jock.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
But it would be like, basketball season would end and it would be baseball season, and like the field would be just not ready to play on. It would be like March, and I remember our coaches hitting us ground balls in like a parking lot, and I was like, this is not fun, first of all, and also very dangerous. What are we doing out here?
Very dangerous. You know, and again, this is a morning show. This is why we're talking about the weather. And we're also talking about our listeners. We like to call our fans our Jehovah's Witnesses or morning people. And if you're a fan of ours, we would love you to write us an email, javagoodmorning@gmail.com, with any questions you have. If you want life advice, we're really good at giving it, even though we are not qualified therapists. We also ask you to rate and review us on Apple Podcast and tell your friends, you know, tell your mom.
And if you want to have a Halloween party where it's Java Joes and Java Hoes, you can do it.
Oh,
you
wow. We don't condone that, though. Or do we not condemn that? I get those words mixed up.
We don't condone it. And if we see it, we will condemn
it. We will condemn you to hell.
We will condemn you. But send pictures if you do have a party.
Yeah.
Because I need social interaction more than anything in the world.
Yeah. I saw a friend yesterday for a walk around the, like,
nice.
Around the park. You know, masks on. But I was like, oh, I haven't seen another human like in the flesh in 30 days. You know, it's so weird.
Even the little things of like going in to get a coffee. Like I went in to pick up food on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was trying to communicate with one of the girls working behind the counter. And like we both wearing masks. We can't. And it was, there's like, you can't really hear each other. There's no facial cues. So even the act of seeing people now when you're wearing masks, it's still like, dude, what's happening?
Yeah. It's,
you don't get that
bizarre
juice, you know, when you used to go get a coffee and they'd be like, oh, you know, $7 for a coffee. And you're like, oh yeah, right into my veins.
Yeah. I miss being disappointed with my whole face, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I miss.
Now it's just the crow's feet around your eyes, you know?
How did you know? How did you know? Also, it's dry skin season.
Ooh, dry skin season.
Right?
Jergen season, as I call
Jergen.
It. Well, speaking of horrible skin and terrible eyes and shit, I took the worst, all-time bad license picture last week. I had to get my license changed because I moved to a new state.
Ooh.
And I think And my last one, I was feeling real good about it. Like, I had a real good one at my New York ID.
Did you look so younger than your age? Like, was it just like a good picture day kind of picture?
Yeah, it was just, I was just looking good. Like, my face, there wasn't that many, like, lines, like, under my chin. You
good
know what I'm saying?
Day.
It was like, good hair day. I was looking pretty good. If someone was like, hey, do you have a picture? I'd be like, yeah, just check out my license.
My headshot is my driver's license.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, you got to take another one. So I'm not pointing any fingers, but a lot of things are not my fault
Talk
so I stood up. I stood up. First of all, I'm wearing a mask, right? So you're not really ready. And the guy's like, all right, take your mask down. And he goes, look at my head. And the camera is, I'm standing up. The camera is maybe at 3 feet. It's way below my face.
What?
Way below. And so,
you
I mean, 3 feet is a little
exaggeration.
A little exaggeration, but it's probably like under 5 feet. So instead of, I fucked up. Instead of just looking over the camera and just being confident and looking straight into the distance, you know.
You look down.
I found the camera. I looked down and I kind of morphed my face. Like, and so what happened was my chin collapsed.
Oh, no.
Into my body.
Oh, no.
And it just.
Like a folding chair. Oh,
a
no.
folding chair. I looked like a soggy tater tot.
Oh.
I just do not look great. And so I'm like, fuck, that didn't feel good. And then as I'm leaving, right, there's a woman next to me also going at another station. She takes her picture. The woman helping her goes, oh, why don't you look right here and see if you like the picture? I'm like, we're doing this?
The guy
didn't fucking ask me. I look at it when I walk out. I go, oh, my God. So I'm stuck with this for 5 years, I think.
I feel like you have to complain. I feel like you gotta go back and say, I'd like a refund and I'd like a do-over, right?
I just want to be like, yo, can I just get like another picture real quick? And I can just like give them a bunch of pictures.
This is awful because, you know, you're going to get pulled over for some minor traffic infraction. And what's going to happen is you're going to get laughed at by a police officer. And that is the worst.
That's true.
You're going to have him be like, hey, Sal, come over here. Get a look at this guy. He's got no chin. You know,
that and the fact that I'm driving a Kia Forte.
Looking at the camera is not his forte. That's what they're going to say. That's absolutely.
You know what? I should have known things are bad when I first walked in. The guy up front was such a hard ass. He was, you know, so they had a pretty, you know, tight run operation. You had to make an appointment. There was a guy outside making sure you had. You know, they would like ask you a COVID checklist, whatever. So you get inside, the guy's like, what are you here to do? I give him my paperwork. He goes, all right, stand on the blue. They had these blue things on the floor.
And it's like, you're in a board
feet.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, stand on the next blue thing. So I go back a couple people. And then after the woman, there's a woman standing there. After her, there's about 15 feet until the next blue one. So I go, all right, like if I stand way the fuck back there, someone's probably going to cut me. It looks like I'm not like involved in this. So I just kind of paced out. I stood maybe 10 feet behind the lady and I guess I was in front of a door. And this guy fucking yells at me like I was injecting people with COVID. He's like, hey, I said the blue thing. Don't block the exit. I'm like, he like yelled it. I'm like, and I gave kind of a good like, okay, back. I go, oh, okay. All right. The blue thing. So I walked back.
I got to say, but hearing you tell me about this, it's worse than hearing about your dreams. This is hearing someone's DMV experience. I couldn't give fewer shits. But
you know when something happens to you and it has such a big effect on
your
you
life
and, then,
and you expect and that other people are affected by it, but they're absolutely not. Yeah, I do.
I'm going to be like fucking 50. I'm going to be like, let me tell you that this guy told me to stand on a blue circle.
My feelings were hurt once by a stranger. Let me walk you.
Well, anyway, fuck that guy. And I agree that story sucked.
Yeah.
But I took a bad picture and I can't get over it.
Yeah,
and,
you really
you know,
can't.
I might just lose my license and try to just go back in there and take another one.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. My driver's license probably needs to be updated. I wore like a scarf in the photo, which is a big mistake because I do look very much like an Eastern European woman who has just escaped Crimea. It's fine. It's just extra Ashkenazi Jewish looking. But it's not like I drive, so I don't need it.
They should really let you submit a couple photos ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then they can approve one, but you give them a couple choices.
I'd love a sepia-toned photo. I feel like that's my best lighting is when there's no color.
Maybe some like lightning bolts in the background, like elementary
school
pictures.
Yeah, lasers.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
So some, you know, this is the segment, you know, this is all organic if you're listening, right? Doesn't this just feel organic? We call this up top, okay? This is the segment where we're just telling you things up top, just like in a normal morning show, right? This is what Kelly Ripon and Ryan Seacrest do all the time. So just getting people acclimated. Want to know, Mike, are you drinking some Java right now? Because I am.
I am drinking I know I'm probably supposed to lie, but I'm drinking a nice hot cup of English breakfast tea.
Just say you're drinking.
It's nice hot coffee, and it has a little bit of unsweetened almond milk in it. Remember? Remember I did that?
Yeah. Because you don't remember that almond milk is bad for the earth because
an eco-terrorist. I can't keep up. And honestly, I do care about the earth, but I can't keep up.
You don't care that. You know, we make our own oat milk is a thing. Have I talked about
you make
this
your
already?
Own?
Yeah, so it turns out oat milk is a real big scam because all it is oats and water. So all you need is a blender, guys. You need a blender, some oats, like oatmeal oats and water, and you put it in the blender and that's oat milk.
So why are we calling it milk then if it's just water?
It's
and
water.
Oats?
It's oat water. I think it's just, it sounds weird to say oat water.
Oat water, yeah.
I mean, oat milk doesn't sound great either. But really, people, right. When you're buying your $6 gallons of oat milk, you're just buying oat water. So
you're putting oats and water in a blender and pressing go.
Pressing play.
I was going to say press play.
We press play. You can strain it a little bit in like a little strainer. And then you put it in the fridge and it keeps. And we use it for smoothies and cereal. And it tastes exactly the same as whatever you would buy from the grocery store, but probably like less sugar in it or no sugar.
So it just gives you, a touch of sweetness. Is that what we're doing?
Well, you can add a little bit of maple syrup or like a date to it, but it's just so neutral. The flavor's real neutral. So, you know, that's a hot tip from me to you. This isn't even in the hot stove segment that we're talking about.
Oh, I know. Getting
ahead
of ourselves.
Whew. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you can't tell in the up top segment that Julie and I don't really talk to that many people. So
no,
we just kind of tell each other things. That's why I'm telling her the most boring story of all time about the RMV.
But it's a pretty big deal, though, because you got out. You know, you were in the world.
Yeah.
This show is really about minutiae. And just like any real morning show is, it's really nobody gives a shit. But you guys are listening and we love you for doing so.
Can I ask you a question about social media?
Okay. Yes.
What is with people who have like 90,000 Twitter followers, but then they're also following 90,000 people?
Ugh, I hate people like that.
And they're real people. They're not like bots. Like, I'm like, what's happening?
They're real people, and it's like you get a follow from someone. It's like, oh, wow, they have like a blue check mark. They follow me. They have a million followers. And then you look, and it's like, you're following 380,000 people? What? How? Why?
I think the most anyone should follow is maybe like 2,000. Even that's a lot.
That's too much. Are you talking Twitter or Instagram or both? Are there
Twitter.
Different?
You know, Instagram only shows you the same 8 things over and over again anyway.
It's really
true. They hide everything.
Yeah. I don't see anything on Instagram anymore. Instagram is so boring to me. Twitter, can't follow, I think, more than 300 people. Let me see how many people are you following on Twitter?
I'm following, I think, 10-50, but a lot of those people don't post. Most people don't post.
I post too much, I think, but I don't care.
The problem with Instagram is now they just make you, like, you have to do whatever they say the thing that will drive engagement is. So, like, now they're like, oh, you have to do reels.
No, I refuse to
Me
do
too.
Reels.
It's bullshit. It's like, they're like, oh, well, if you want your people to see your post, you got to do a reel. I'm like, why? Fuck you.
It's too complicated. And I know that now they're, like, downvoting TikToks. Like, if you try to post a TikTok on Instagram, like, repost it, they don't like that because, obviously, they're competitors. But I don't even understand how to do a Reels or a TikTok. It's just so complicated. Like, I'm not an editor, you know?
You know what? And I think, like, a lot of the shit that you... Because TikTok is easy to... You know, you can put the words on. You can kind of do whatever you want. A lot of the TikTok stuff is just, like, people... They're not really jokes. People are like, isn't this cool? I'm like, it's okay, I guess.
I mean...
Oh, okay. I've settled on how I'm going to age gracefully.
Okay.
This is my plan.
Okay.
I don't want to be the guy who's like, oh, everything that I don't get is stupid.
Sure.
Like younger. I want to acknowledge I understand what it is. Yeah. I think it's not for me. And then that's it.
Respectfully decline.
Respectfully decline. Like you don't have to engage in everything.
It's true.
The older you get, it's like, no.
I've gotten like 3 invites to Clubhouse. And I don't think I'm going to join Clubhouse. Do you know what Clubhouse is?
That's another one where my old man brain is like, I think you have enough going on upstairs, dude.
I think it's like it's LinkedIn, but just talking. And
so they'll be like, this is how I understand it. They'll be like, oh, tonight on Clubhouse, like Usher and so-and-so are talking about fucking, you know, a song they made or something, right?
Yeah. Nothing.
But it's usually a lot of like tech bros,
it's
right?
It's like Elon Musk talking about Bitcoin and then all of his people listening in. I'm not interested. It's like a TED talk is kind of what it seems like.
Right.
But I think a lot of racism and anti-Semitism in all of the rooms. So I'm fine with just my little apps. You know, I don't have a Facebook, which is really nice. And I just have Twitter and Instagram, and those keep me occupied for more time than I would like to admit. And the app I use the most is honestly the New York Times crossword puzzle. So,
You know, I don't do crosswords. I'm
not smart enough. Yeah.
I don't have that many words. I never liked playing Scrabble because
dumb people hate Scrabble. Yeah.
It's just not fun. No. I'm like, all right, I guess that's a word if you say
so. Yeah, I know.
You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to play to your strengths, and your strengths are, you know,
bullshitting,
baseball.
Which is why I like the game Scattergories.
Okay.
You ever play Scattergories?
I think so, and I don't care. I just want to buy a checker set. That's what I want to get into.
Oh, checkers. I like checkers. Yeah. I like checkers.
The dumb man's chess. Yeah.
Or chess. Did you watch The Queen's Gambit? Did we talk about that?
I don't think we talked about it, but I watched it. Well, we'll get into this in a little bit. Just to finish up top, before we get into Content Corner, I put on makeup for the first time in months yesterday. I had to do a little Zoom interview thing, and I had to look nice. And so it was so weird to put on eyeliner and, like, blush. And I did my hair, and I was like, oh, remember when, like, this was kind of expected of women in society? And I hated it.
So did you, before the pandemic, when you went to work every day, were you putting on makeup?
I was doing a little bit most days, like, maybe eyeliner, some, like, bronzer or blush. Maybe a little under eye concealer. Nothing too crazy, right? Because I just don't love putting on so much makeup. But I definitely would wear some. And I would care about my appearance. I would like wear fun clothes. And here I just wear my shitty t-shirts because it doesn't matter, right? Like, why waste my good clothes on Zooms? And I don't wear any makeup, which is really, really nice. But it's so time consuming. But I feel like my grooming habits have changed so much. Since I don't have to interact with people in person, and I just really crank up that in Zoom you can make your appearance nicer. There's like a little
thing. It's like enhance. Or something.
Oh, that's toggled all the way up. I look like a
smudge. I never
use
that, but I probably should.
You absolutely should. You just should use computers to make yourself look the best you can.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously double standard. Guys can just like look like kind of like a bag of shit and it's okay.
Real bag of shit energy. You can be like, oh, I didn't shave, you know, for months because I'm trying to go for the scruffy look. And it's like men pull it off.
It's society, man, because every fucking commercial is always some doofus with a beard. And I'm like, I don't think are there that many people with beards? I don't know, maybe.
It's doofuses with beards being like, I don't know how to load the dishwasher. My wife can do it. That's every commercial. And I wish you were cast in them, honestly.
I know. The only things I ever booked when I was going out for stuff was like, idiot boyfriend who like didn't know what pizza was, you know? You're like, wait a sec, you're telling me you eat that with your hands? And they're like, yeah, bro.
Wait, let me drive the car. I'm the man. Yeah,
I was always bad when you when you went out for those and you didn't get them, and you're like, God damn, I could have been dumber.
Could have been dumber. Could have been that. You were a boyfriend in an IKEA commercial, right?
Yeah, my most successful commercial. That ran during Good Morning America. No big deal.
Did you make a lot of money from that?
I made okay.
Yeah.
Low five figures.
Low five figures.
I don't know. I probably made like 15 grand from it.
Wow. You can buy a lot of IKEA furniture with that money, okay?
But you have to think about, so you're like, oh, 15 grand for a day's work. That's pretty good. But you have to think about all the time I wasted running around the city for years. Not booking anything. I was like, oh, if I just worked a normal job, I could have made 15 grand a lot quicker.
And health insurance. Yeah.
And exactly.
Yeah.
And been able to sleep at night and take vacations, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sleeping, we're going to move on to Content Corner. That's when we talk about things we watched and enjoyed or not enjoyed over the week. You want to go first, Mike?
Content. I didn't watch as much as I did last week.
Last week
I
watched
like four
so much,
movies.
Both of us.
I watched High Fidelity, the movie. I'd never seen it before.
I've never seen it either. Is it good?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's like a solid, you know, early 2000s movie.
90s?
It actually made me more interested in watching the show.
The show is very good, I think.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the show. Zoe Kravitz is just so beautiful.
So Zoe Kravitz her. So Lisa Bonet is in the movie, though.
Yes, exactly.
Who I never knew. I'm an idiot. So I knew Zoe Kravitz was Lenny Kravitz's daughter, but I never knew Lisa Bonet was her mom.
She's like a dead ringer for Lisa. You see them next to each other. They look like sisters.
Right when I saw it, I was like, of course. But she's good in it, although I thought she had a bigger part, but she doesn't really. But it's good. I mean, it's like, you know, it's good. Jack Black is in it, who I really like. Yeah. I feel like Jack Black, he's just in so much shit. I think that maybe you don't realize.
People don't put the respect on his name that he deserves. Like School of Rock, like, holy shit, that movie's amazing.
All right, dude. I never seen School of Rock before.
Will you watch it this week?
I will. I'll watch it this week.
It'll make you so not depressed. And Joan Cusack's in that. Who's the better Cusack?
She's in High Fidelity, too.
I think John Cusack's like a weirdo now. He's like a wild dick. He's not a good guy.
I feel like there was something where he was like DMing people crazy shit.
Yeah, he's kind of a conspiracy theorist. He's not the good Cusack.
I think what happens is, first of all, if you're just sitting at home on the internet all day, your brain goes to shit.
Yeah, like look at us. We started a podcast.
Right. And then especially if you're like a rich celebrity and you're just,
like us. Look at us. We started a podcast. Yeah.
I mean, did I tell you how much money I made in that IKEA commercial fucking 10 years ago? So, but it was good. I enjoyed it. It was a nice Friday night watch. But I think I will watch the TV show. I like that it's only one season.
It's sad it got canceled. They really should have brought it back. But I really enjoyed it. Parker Posey is in an episode. It's a delight and great music. And, you know, I definitely would like to tell you about the show I discovered. If we're talking about, you know, old TV or old movies. And it's a little show I like to call The Nanny. Have you ever seen The Nanny?
With Fran Drescher?
Yeah.
I never saw full episodes. I saw a little bit here and there.
It was always on TV growing up. I never saw it. Then we downloaded something called Pluto TV, which is like a free app.
Oh,
they're not sponsoring this podcast, but it is Pluto.
They give you commercials, but you can
thing.
Watch stuff.
It's just like live TV, and there's commercials, but there's just an entire channel that only shows Bob Ross, or an entire channel that only shows old game shows you've never heard of from the 80s. And there's just only like Married with Children and Nanny thing. So we ended up watching like 3 episodes of The Nanny, and I was like, oh my God, this is so funny. And I'd love to play you the theme song of The Nanny, which is so good itself.
Yeah.
Would you
Let's
like
hear
to?
It. Yeah, I want to hear
all right,
it.
All right, here we go.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling. Watch out, Cece. And the kids are actually smiling. Sensuality. She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
That's
you know what I like about that?
Yes. What do you like?
I like that it just explains the whole show.
The entire pilot is explained in 45 seconds.
Do you think they even had to make a pilot, or they just made that and they're like, this is what the show's about?
Yeah, they just jumped into episode 2. I really think. It is so funny.
Is that the kind of opening, though, on like episode 5 where you're like, all right.
No, I think it's like the Cheers thing where you don't skip it. You just start singing along. Or Golden Girls. And it's, you know, it's fish out of water. Essentially, it's just you ever see The Beautician and the Beast with Fran Drescher and Timothy Dalton?
No. I've never seen many Fran Drescher things,
actually. That's anti-Semitic. But she just, you know, it's like she's this like Jewish girl from Queens. And then she ends up being the nanny of this like Upper East Side rich family. And it's so funny. It's a laugh track, but I think done well. And I highly recommend it because there's another laugh track show I watched on Pluto TV accidentally that was awful. And this is a show called Man with a Plan. It's the Matt LeBlanc sitcom.
I never heard
of
that.
Joey from Friends.
Is this pre-Friends?
No, this is like got canceled in 2018. Like it was on for like 3 seasons. This is post-Friends.
I like that. I can still see your screen, by the way. And I liked it right when you typed in man, the first thing that autofilled was Mandy Patinkin.
Okay, I'm stopping sharing my screen right now. You don't deserve to see what I'm looking at.
That is way better than any kind of autofill that I have on my computer. So.
It's a very Jewish computer happening right now. This ran for 4 seasons, Man with a Plan. It was like 2016 to 2020. Oh, it's recent. The whole idea behind this one, Man with a Plan, is like, my wife's going back to work, but I still have traditional gender ideals, and I'm a contractor.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw a commercial for this.
It is so bad, Mike. Like, I was shocked that they let this happen for 70 episodes, because it is
70 episodes.
The
damn.
Worst writing. It's like the episode I watched, it was like, well, Matt LeBlanc thinks his daughter's boyfriend's smoking weed. He hates weed. Oh, no, he accidentally ate an edible, and now he's high.
Like, oh, I like that. I think I might watch that. I watched something recently, and I was very jarred by the three-camera laugh track thing.
So bad. It's so corny, right?
I know. I'm curious to see you probably – I guess it's – I think maybe like old shows are grandfathered in, so you're used to it. Like if you go back, sometimes when I watch an old Friends episode, it's not that crazy.
Yeah, Seinfeld, it's fine. I can deal with it.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But if you see like a new one where everything's bright and they just like pause for the laughter, it just feels weird.
It's so weird. And it's also the writing where it's like, no one talks like this. Like, it's like, there's been 10 various sitcom episodes about a dad who doesn't approve of his daughter's boyfriend. It's like, can you just come up with something new? It's so bad. So
do you think it's possible to make a three camera like live in front of a studio audience kind of laugh track feel that is like funny?
I don't think so. I think by its nature it's just so outdated. I feel like that's why it's like has to be single camera, because unless you're like mocking that as just a traditional form of storytelling, it just feels so old.
It does feel weird,
right? Like, I don't need to hear other people laugh to know when I should laugh.
Well, it's kind of like watching a live performance. Like, it's kind of like watching a play, but it's not. It's like, so it's like if that same group of actors did that on a stage for 30 minutes, it would just, even with the audience laughter, it would just feel smoother.
Yeah. I mean, because it's the audience laughter, like, they're all idiots. Like a TV audience, they're all idiots, or it's canned, right? It's fake, but or it's added to, whatever. But either way, it's like you're watching a show with idiots.
But and it's all chopped up, right? I mean, they're like, so they're like moving cameras, right? They're redoing if someone fucking stumbles.
Right. That's why you sometimes have the bloopers, which is, you know, the best part of any show. Which is, if you ever watch Seinfeld bloopers, that's when you see Michael Richards, Kramer, is like
he gets
dick.
Pissed, right?
He's such a dick.
I always remember seeing that and being like, oh, that kind of sucks.
It makes him look awful. I mean, not that he already like wasn't problematic, but he just takes himself so seriously. And like, you know, Julia and Jerry will be laughing so hard, and he'll be like, come on, guys, let's get it together. It's like,
let's get it together. Yeah, this is fucking
comedy.
Shakespeare we're doing.
Yeah.
I think the only people who are allowed to get pissed at like actors breaking is the crew.
Yes.
Like they should be like
the PAs.
You know, hey guys, what the fuck? I'm holding this mic above my head for like 12 hours.
But those guys are like the union guys. They get paid so well. They're like, oh, we're working on Flag Day. You gotta pay us triple.
Yeah, actors who like try to be like real serious and the whole you know, method acting shit. Mm-hmm. It's like for a sitcom, dude.
Yeah, like take it
like,
down a notch.
Just be blessed that you're on this great show.
Try not to fuck it up in 10 years. Oops.
So I have this thing, I think I have pandemic brain or winter brain. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I can't stop watching episodes of Entourage.
What?
And I don't know, I just put it on Julia show. And I just stare dead-eyed.
I've never ever seen that show. Is it
Yeah, you'd hate
is
it.
Like
it's like
the equivalent of me watching like a Real Housewives show kind of.
Yeah, kind of is, cuz I've seen them all a million times. And it just, you know, it's obviously super dated and kind of whatever, but I still think like the first couple seasons are pretty good.
I've never seen an episode, but I think I can name every character. There's Turtle,
right, go.
Vinny.
Yep.
Mike. Is there a Mike?
No.
Chad.
No. Johnny Drama.
Johnny
is played
Drama.
By... Kevin Dillon, a.k.a. Matt Dillon's brother.
And Jeremy Piven plays Ari.
Ari. Did you say that?
Yeah, I did.
Well, and then Eric is Vince's best friend slash manager.
Oh boy, are there any women that have speaking roles?
It's hard to know. Their shirts are usually off.
a lot of nipples getting a lot of screen time. A lot of
nipples.
Are there nips out a lot often?
There's a lot of nips. It's funny to look at. It's like a. It honestly is like a period piece. Yeah. It's like early on, because it's I don't know, 2000 when it first came out, 2001.
Yeah.
People are, you know, wearing fucking
low rise jeans.
Baggy Jenkos with low rise jeans and like frosted tips and shit. Yeah. It's just, you know, but I think it's the same thing as like putting on Friends or something, like putting on a show that you're just comfortable with and you're just sitting there.
So
like,
you're comfortable
casual
misogyny is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's like, Classic. You know, if Chandler and Joey are doing whatever, I think I watched a couple of Friends too. Yeah. I'm in a weird zone.
Yeah. It's okay though. I watched, another James Bond movie.
Oh, wow. You're horny for James Bond.
I am. I'm like, should I watch all of them in chronological order?
Maybe? Was it, what's his name again?
Sean Connery. Yeah, his second one, which is From Russia with Love.
Mm.
And even more than in the first one, it is really like a Randy horny movie. He just meets a woman and they're like, I love you, James. That's immediate. Right. This like Russian spies like, I love you. And it's like, you don't even know this guy. He has such a bad drinking problem. He's like, it doesn't work.
So James, does everybody know who James Bond is?
He doesn't check into his hotel under a pseudonym. He checks into hotels under James Bond.
He says Bond, James Bond to the hotel front desk.
Yeah, it's under Bond, James Bond. It's like, use a different name, please. Right. Everyone knows you're a spy. It's like common knowledge. But
wow. I mean, so he's just say another movie where he's just hooking up with babes and like fighting off, you know, international crime or whatever.
He fights
right?
on a train. There's like, I think he kills someone on train. And it's like, those are the good days. Like when train travel was romantic and you could snap.
Speaking of boobs, have you ever seen the movie Under Siege?
No.
With Steven Seagal.
Oh no, should I add this to my list of 90s thrillers?
I don't know, dude. So, but there's a scene in Under Siege. I think it's the first one. It might be the second one. But they're on a train and a girl pops out of a cake and she's not wearing a shirt.
Okay, so this is kind of the Entourage.
Under Siege 2, yes. And I just, you know, 1995, this is 11-year-old Mike
Gary
seeing
Busey?
That. And you got to think about, like, just like with Bond.
Yeah.
And back in the old days, like, there's no other places to go, you know, see this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're just watching a movie and the Russian girl and James Bond are starting to hook up, you're like, whoa, I think my body likes this.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with Under Siege 2.
Okay. Under Siege 2: Dark Territory.
Yes.
Wow. This.
I haven't seen a Steven Seagal. Have you ever seen a Steven Seagal movie? They're ridiculous.
I don't think I could. Katherine Heigl's in the sequel?
No.
Yeah, she is.
What's the sequel?
Under Siege 2: Dark Territory.
Katherine Heigl is not the person who pops out of the cake. She must be so young in that movie.
Well, she's in
Whoa, she's Ryback's niece. Okay.
Don't ruin it for all the listeners.
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler. I may watch this. Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
So, this was our content corner. Anything else you want to put in the content corner?
I have a question because sometimes I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to rent a movie or something.
Yes.
What's the most you'll pay to rent a movie at home?
$3.99 maybe.
Yeah. Because right? I like, there was a movie. Oh, it was one of those ones. I didn't realize it was one of those ones that was in the movie theater still.
Is it
was
Barb
19,
and Star? No.
$19.99. I was like, who's going to pay this? If you just, it makes sense if you equate it to like, oh, this is in the movie theater.
Yes.
I was going to see it in the movie.
Yes.
Oh, Promising Young Woman. I went to go watch that, but it's...
I can send you a link for free, because I think I got like a screener for that.
Oh, shit, dude. Did you watch it? Was it good?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems intense.
One of those.
All
right. Well, I'm going to watch, I think $4.99 maybe is my limit. $5.99 if it's something... I'm getting, you know, if there's a lady popping out of a cake.
Oh, yeah.
On a train.
Oh,
that's $5.99.
Yeah, that's $5.99.
I'm going to watch School of Rock and I will report
Ooh,
back.
I
next
really
week.
Think you'll like it. Sarah Silverman's
so
in
I
it.
I like Jack Black.
Yeah.
So.
It's real fun. The music's actually very, very good. So.
And this is from someone who's anti music. That's pretty
and
good.
And I don't like music, famously. Yes, exactly. Ugh, you remember everything. I really don't care for music. I actually, speaking of music, listened to that song Driver's License for the first time. The one that like went viral. It's that girl singing about getting her driver's license.
Again, Julia, I told you, I don't really know what's happening. Yeah. I'm going to look it up. It's a real song?
It's a song called Driver's License. And this girl,
they did a sketch about it on SNL, yeah, which means it's been done before. Yeah. SNL also did a Peloton sketch where the instructors yell at the students. And I made one of those on Twitter 2 months ago,
yeah,
so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
SNL, don't worry about it. Right. It has 30,000 views. Don't worry about it, guys.
No big deal.
Read my packet if I submit it. Thank you.
Read my packet. God. All right. Well, we're going to actually move on now to one of our favorite segments. It's called Hot Stove. And what do we do in this segment, Mike?
Yes, Hot Stove, of course, when we talk about the delicious dishes
or chips or pickles that we were making this week.
I put up a video to the Instagram.
I loved it, Mike. I reposted it. Oh, you looked so dumb. It was so great.
Somebody wrote, you got to be from Mass, LOL. And I was like, yep.
Just to recap for Jehovah's Witnesses, if you don't know what we're talking about, Mike has a big problem with eating popcorn in terms of turning his hand into a funnel. So we made him post a video acting that out. He did.
It's funny. I actually did one the night before when I was kind of hammered, and I did it eating almonds. And two things. One, it made a terrible noise that I would never want anyone to hear. And two, mm-hmm. my hand looked like it was almost coming off of my wrist. So I didn't want... I saved you guys from that visual.
What do you mean coming off of your wrist? Was it detached?
I don't know. It looks like when I turned it, it looked like...
Oh, you have body
maybe
dysmorphia,
there was
I think.
Some weird... No, because even the missus was like, what's
the
up with your wrist? I'm like, I don't know. So,
your
but anyway,
wife
yes,
was
I,
locking your hand? Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough scene over here, Julia.
Yeah, I know, right? You just crave their affection and they don't want to give it.
They don't. They just really hold it back. And I try to encourage let's not hold it back.
Yeah.
Let's all be upfront about where things are,
well,
you know?
As I say about myself, I'm too dumb to love, so...
Too dumb to love.
Too dumb to love.
The Julia Young story.
you've been eating popcorn
So no popcorn. Okay. I made eggplant with pasta.
How
no
do
big
you
deal.
Talk to me about that. I don't like eggplant. I feel like it's always like the staple vegetarian option, and it's like this thing's soggy.
The thing about eggplant is it's so tough to cook correctly.
Yeah.
And unless it's like fried, basically, mm-hmm. it's not really good. Because I've always struggled making eggplant, but I kind of finally figured out how to do it. I put breadcrumbs on it, which obviously makes it less healthy. But
or you put like an egg wash? What do you tell me more?
Yeah, so you take it, dip it in like
the whole eggplant, or you slice it. Please describe.
you beat a couple eggs. I do it the same way I do my chicken cutlets, which you beat a couple eggs mm-hmm. in a bowl. Then you cut the eggplant into like thin slices. You dip each side into the eggs, right? And then you dip each side into the breadcrumbs.
Okay.
So now their breadcrumbs are sticking to it. Then you put it in a pan with a little bit of oil and you let it cook.
Okay.
The problem, you have to be careful with the amount of oil because eggplant really soaks up everything. Mm. So if you put too much olive oil in, you're just eating an olive oil fucking sponge.
Yeah,
it's very tough, and a lot of times for a while I was like you, Julia. I was like, what's even the point of eggplant? It's never good.
Yeah,
but sometimes if you can get it where it's like breaded, and then I put sauce on it, obviously.
Oh yeah. And cheese,
you
did cheese?
I didn't do cheese. I'm off the dairy.
What? Since when?
For a year maybe.
You didn't tell me this.
Yes, that's why I use almond milk. When you crush my dreams and say, don't use almond milk.
Is this because of farts?
But what about my bubble farts? It really makes me, it makes me bloated, man.
Wow.
And I think back to all, when I was in high school, I would just chug milk,
that's
Julia.
So
chug it.
So fucking disgusting. And
I know, but I loved it. I still love it.
Christian
I still love
boys
you milk.
Love to chug milk.
I used to go, this is gross, my Dunkin' Donuts order when I was in high school, I would go get like a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and I would get a strawberry milk.
I'm going to throw up. So fucking disgusting. Ew. What about ice cream? Do you do non-dairy ice cream?
I occasionally have it. And you know what? A lot of non-dairy ice cream is really good.
It's really good. Ben and Jerry's makes really good non-dairy. And Oatly, which is the oat milk company, they do oat milk ice cream now. It tastes the same as ice cream.
What's the place that's always connected to Dunkin'? Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins.
They have. I was shocked once. I went in there one night. I'm like, they're not going to have any. But they had two different kinds of dairy-free ice cream, and it was good.
This is the future we live in, you know. We got Girl Scout cookies, and I want to make. Okay, listen to this. A thin mint milkshake. What do you think about that? You think I should do it?
So you're just going to toss them in the blender and press play?
Well, I think I need other things in there. I think I need vanilla ice cream. Right?
I'd put a little peanut butter in there.
Okay, well then why don't I just do some fucking tagalongs, you know?
Oh yeah, right? Good call. Yeah, yeah, you really got to line it up with the taste you're going for.
So I could do a tagalong milkshake. How do you make a milkshake though? I guess is my question. Is it
Well, what's the difference between a milkshake and smoothie? So sometimes I would do like I would put in a banana.
Yeah.
Or one or two bananas, I'd put in a little bit of peanut butter and then some almond milk.
You're talking
and I would
about
just
a smoothie, dude. I'm talking milkshake.
What's the difference between a milkshake and a smoothie?
To me, a milkshake has ice cream in it, right? As like the base. And a smoothie has like fruit juice, maybe like spinach and peanut butter, whatever. But
well, mine was kind of in between. Okay. So yeah. All right. You put
like,
it.
You make an unhealthy smoothie. For me, I want to make a milkshake with, I feel like thin mint and maybe vanilla ice cream. Maybe some of our oat milk.
And milk.
No, I don't want.
You're
going to
be making an oat water shake.
Oh, God. Don't call it oat water. Now I hate it. Oh, just imagine
Well, I
it.
Think that's good. I think mixing up some cookies.
Yeah.
Or you just crumple up the cookies and get ice cream in a bowl and just sprinkle them on top.
But then it's too dry. I think thin mints are so dry. I feel like it's like eating a spoonful of, you know, the cinnamon challenge where it just go up your throat and you cough. It feels too crumbly. They also do have s'mores Girl Scout cookies, which we got. So I could make a s'mores milkshake. What?
If you crush them up really thin and then you suck them up your nose, that would probably be pretty good.
A snort?
Yeah, snort.
That's something I would do in middle school for attention, except it was with pixie sticks.
When I was younger, when I was in elementary school, do you remember those pretzels that used to come? Well, whatever. They were like these little pretzel cases, and they were really, really thin.
Wait, pretzel cases?
No, like just like little individual things of pretzels. They probably came 30 little tiny thin ones.
Oh.
So they're like packets.
Were they in like packets? It was like a little like bed for them, like a little paper.
Yeah. That's why it looked like a pretzel funeral was about to happen. Like it looked like, yeah. So I would take those out and I would try to smoke them sometimes. I would light them on fire.
You would actually light them on fire? Or
I would light them on fire, yeah.
Okay, well, I would stick M&Ms up my nose for attention in high school. So, you know, we are where we are because of who we are. And we're too dumb to love.
My childhood consisted of chugging milk, smoking pretzel cigarettes, and watching Under Siege 2.
And this is where we are today. We ordered Thai food this week. That was a nice little treat. What's your go-to Thai food order? Because I'll tell you what mine is.
Well, it used to be chicken pad Thai, but then I moved off that.
You moved
I
off
always
that?
Get,
okay.
I always get some kind of like, I look for something with like a peanut sauce, mm-hmm. obviously, because mm-hmm. it's so thick and it really just goes right to my hips in a good way.
You use the body type of peanut satay chicken, you know?
I will do like rice, though. I'll mm-hmm. usually get like something from the wok, mm-hmm. right? You know, something like that, where it's like chicken, rice, and
like
veggies with like a peanut sauce. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like curry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's usually my thing. But I do like those big, those like wide flat noodles.
I
those are really good.
I love a broad noodle.
Yeah, yeah, those
are
great.
Let me say that again. I love a broad noodle. I could eat it all day, all night.
They're really good.
I love a I love a drunken noodle. I love a spicy basil fried rice is usually my go-to.
Yeah.
Also, got to have your spring rolls. Oh,
pad see ew, though, isn't it? Isn't pad see ew spicy as well?
Pad see ew is not that spicy. No.
Oh, I guess if you're a bitch, Mike. Jesus.
Real soon, we're getting older, right? You and I hate to say it, but it's going to... The day you know you're getting old is the day you can no longer eat raw onions. That's what I think is what
really?
Happens. Yes. I think at a certain point you get into your 40s, right? And it's
you're
like,
living that GERD life?
You living that GERD life. You heard GERD, you heard?
I'm approaching that Gird You Heard life already.
It's when you're like, oh, I can only have sautéed onions. That's when it's over for you. Collect Social Security. You're dying.
Fuck,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Sorry to you know say what? It.
I got a problem. I was in the supermarket yesterday, and I mean, this won't surprise you, but I will almost always buy something if it says it has high protein on it.
I mean, you're a lacrosse bro. Of course you're going to do that. You're only thinking gains, gains, gains.
I'm thinking gains. I'm thinking, look, I'm not going to shed this stomach, so you might as well get the gains in the neck, bro.
I don't think you know what protein is something I'm going to say to you, because I don't.
It would be like, oh, new high protein oranges. I'm like, oh, I gotta get those high protein oranges. or another thing that is my weakness, especially in the winter, if it's like, like superfoods or something. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta get that green juice.
Fortified or something, like right. Orange juice, fortified with vitamin C. I'm like, okay.
Right. It used to be organic, right? Mm-hmm. But now organic is on everything. So it's the same thing with like some of this other shit. They're just gonna overuse it eventually. But for now, I'm really enjoying this ride of like, or you can have one of these bars that it's got superfoods in it. I'm like, yes.
Well, for me, it's not about protein. It's about fiber. That's what I'm chasing. You know, that lifestyle.
You're trying to get that twice a day in the bathroom. regular shits.
Oh,
I hear you. I hear you. You know, sometimes when you eat too many carbs, you know, the car don't leave the driveway.
Mm-hmm. The car don't leave the driveway. And actually, that kind of brings us to our next segment, which is a game.
Ooh, game time.
Game time, we call this. So last week we played a game and it was, you know, how well does Julia know Mike? Today we're switching it up. And this game is how well does Mike know Julia? Ooh.
So question. Last week. I mean, you were not really supposed to know any of the answers.
Yes.
Well, am I supposed to know these, or I'm just going to kind of guess based on what I know about
you? I think you should guess based on what you know and based on what we might have talked about in bars when we had some beers, you know?
Okay.
I probably spilled my guts, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
A little loosey-goosey. Okay. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Okay. So question number one. It's multiple choice for most of these. When did Julia get her driver's license? We're talking a lot about driving today. Okay. A, 14 and 9 months, as the Michigan law permits.
You say 14?
14, 9 months. That's when Michigan...
You get your license or your permit?
Well, you can like start the process.
You can like drive with an adult.
Yeah, 14, 9 months.
Holy shit.
I know, it's not good. B, 16. C, 16 and 3 quarters, because the driver ed instructor said she wasn't emotionally ready yet.
Those are the three answers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like number three really happened, but that also seems like a trick. There's no way you would have got it at 14 in like a half or whatever. You were probably, you know, living that goth life. You thought fuck cars and their emissions.
Puberty. I wouldn't, you know? For 2 more years.
You know what? I'll go with the third one because it feels real, but it's probably not. I'll
it
go with the third one.
It is real. Ding, ding, ding. 16 and 3/4 because I went for a private driving lesson and I started crying. When I came back, he said, I need to talk to your mother. And I overheard what he said. And he was like, she's just not ready.
I thought you didn't get your license till like 21.
Me personally, I shouldn't have. Yeah.
Oh, so, wow, that's funny.
Yeah.
You know what? It's crazy how young, the older I get, I'm more like 16's young, 14 and, you know, whatever.
14, 9 months, you can start. It's crazy.
That's wild.
It's too young. It is too
young. It's pretty young.
Ban teens from driving. That's what I believe in. In fact, ban everyone. Okay, this is kind of a follow-up question. This is a yes or no question. Can Julia parallel park? Yes or no?
Everything in my body wants me to say no. I just can't. But maybe it's like a special skill that like you hate merging onto the highway, but if there's one thing you can do, it's parallel park. I'm going to say yes, you can. Oh, that felt too easy to say no.
I can't. During the driver's test, I couldn't do it. And the person giving me the test said, oh, you were born on Christmas. You know what? I'm going to let you pass.
Really?
And my dad in the back seat said, oh, God, can't do it. I tried to do it. Just so I was like, okay, let me see. Nope, can't do it.
Well, you know what I've recently realized is that, so I never had a car before that had a, well, living in New York, I haven't had a car for a long time. But The car we just got, it has a camera in the back.
That's so nice.
It makes it so much easier. So when we were in New York still, like, you know, you got to parallel park quickly with people beeping at you.
Yeah, so stressful.
And it's like that thing, I barely even look behind me now. I just kind of whip it in. And it's tough. It's tough if you're going over your side.
I just don't, you know? I can't gauge distances. Okay.
Right.
That's my big problem is if it's like, okay, I can't tell if there's a foot or 2 inches in between these two bumpers. I just can't tell.
Did you say that when you were trying to get your license? Because I feel like they should have been like, oh, well.
No. You know. Literally, my dad was in the back seat, like out of the corner of his mouth, like, turn your wheel the other way. I can't do it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm pretty good at it, but there's nothing more stressful than when you're trying to do it and people are around and trying to get by you and like beeping.
Oh, God.
It's not great. It's not great.
It's so bad. I don't know how I would learn now. It's like I can't practice around other cars. I could bump into them.
You got to go to a parking lot and do some cone work or something, you know?
I can do cone work.
Or do it in between two trees or something.
No, because then I'm going to get around cars and I'm going to say, these aren't cones, these are cars. I can't do this.
Just... and your dad's going to be whispering from the back, picture like, the cones.
Oh, God. Okay.
No daughter of mine.
No daughter of mine. All right. All right. Number three. What has Julia stolen? Okay. A, a pair of earrings from Claire's at the Briarwood Mall. B, a pair of bowling shoes from a bowling alley in Waupaca, Wisconsin. Or C, a pack of Orbit gum from the Western Beef grocery store in Crown Heights.
Hmm. So the Crown Heights thing would be more recent. I feel like I can't tell if you're more of a rebel these days or when you're a kid. I can see you now being like, you know, fuck the man. I'm taking this Orbit, dude. Or when you're younger, you kind of had that like, oh, I think Claire's can afford another pair of earrings, you know? I'll go with the bowling alley one. How about that?
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
You are correct. Wow.
On purpose you stole them?
So, yeah, me and my friends, we were like 15 at summer camp, and we're all like, ooh, we're going to steal these. We're just going to walk out with these bowling shoes, right? It'll be so cool and weird to have bowling shoes. And then I got home from summer camp, and I was unpacking my bag, and my mother was like, what are these? And I was like, from bowling alley? And she goes, did you steal these? And I was like, well, everyone else did too. And she made me call the bowling alley, find their mailing address, ship them back with an apology note.
Wow. You didn't at least... So did you wear them out or you put them in your bag?
No, I think we like put them in our bags and got our... Because they didn't take our normal shoes. They just like gave us the bowling shoes.
You should have at least told your mom that you accidentally wore them out or something.
I think she'd be like, you're not an idiot.
She knew, yeah. Wow, but that's tough. The thing with bowling shoes, though, it's like if you're walking around with, you know, something that says like 7 on the back,
yeah,
there's no way to be, you know, you stole those things.
Yeah, it's like cool. It's like kind of cool, maybe. No, is it? It's like
I actually think it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool to wear bowling shoes.
Yeah,
but
not cool to send it back in a FedEx box
with an apology note.
With a note,
tear-stained apology note.
You did the right thing in the end.
Is this gonna ruin my chance of getting into college? the earrings at Claire's. That was an attempted robbery that I did.
Really?
Where I found a pair of earrings and I was like, oh, come on. No one's going to miss these. I was in high school and I just like, yoink, put like a little pair of earrings in my pocket. And then I saw a security guard come towards me and I panicked.
You faked a seizure.
And I threw the earrings down on the ground, ran out of the mall, started crying.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Mom, you have to pick me up. I bought the Abercrombie. One of those. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, life of crime is not life
for
me.
One thing is clear. You do have an impulse to steal. I don't think I've ever, in my head, I feel like I have a memory of stealing like a Snickers bar, but I think I might have made that up.
I think you paid for the Snickers bar.
I probably did. Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. Question number 4. Okay. Has Julia ever made out with a twin? A, no. B, yes. C, yes. But she actually meant to hook up with the other hotter twin.
No way. So you're saying you made out with a twin and you didn't realize which twin it was? Was the other twin right there? I feel like it's B. B, because the twins are always together. So like you would remember, you would know which one you're going for. So I'll go with B. You made out with a twin, but you knew which one it was.
It was C. I made out with a twin, but I meant to hook up with the other twin.
Really?
Yeah. They were identical, but not in that period in their lives. They didn't look identical.
So you picked the wrong one?
I picked the wrong twin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good story. It's a good story.
I guess.
Better than my R&V story.
What story is that?
The on the blue dot thing from earlier, getting my license.
Oh, the DMV? What do you?
You know, I don't know the difference between the RMV or the DMV. The Registry of Motor Vehicles is where I had to go. The RMV.
Oh, it sounds like you're saying R&B, like singing, like music.
Like Cisco?
You know?
Look, I know I've been up here for 2 months and my Massachusetts accent is coming back strong and I don't know what to do about it.
Okay, our last question is, when was the last time Julia cried? A, last night while watching an episode of The Nanny, her new favorite show. B, during a teletherapy session with Tom, her therapist. C, on FaceTime when she realized she wouldn't see her niece and nephew for many more months. Because of the pandemic.
I feel like it's A. I feel like The Nanny. I feel like you don't cry during therapy.
Oh, you are so wrong. I do. So much.
Is that the answer?
It's B. Yeah. During teletherapy with my therapist. And let me tell you, I always am shocked every time. It's like, why am I always being like, where are the tissues? I should just sit down with the tissues on my lap. That's what I should do. You know?
Wow.
But I always feel better afterwards.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That means, you know.
Something's happening.
You're healing.
And again, this happened and I tweeted about it, but it wasn't a joke. He was like, we should maybe think about twice a week. And I was like, this really cuts into my free time.
He's like, you're not emotionally ready for this.
He's like, yeah, maybe when you're 16 and three quarters, you can heal yourself.
Well, that's good. I feel like that's good. Do you like your therapist?
I love my therapist.
Know. Oh, good.
I wish he, you know, was more impressed with me, but... You know.
They see it all. I mean, you know, you got to think. You're like, do you have more successful clients?
Yeah,
you
got to ask that. Are your clients prettier than me?
Yeah.
But shout out to therapy. You know. Yeah. So.
Well, that's great. I feel like I know a pretty good amount about
you. You do. You really do. Mostly embarrassing things about me. Yeah. And the most embarrassing thing of all is that this episode's over. Wow, good segue.
It flew by, I think.
It
if you're
really
still
did.
Listening, you might not think so, but yeah. I thought so.
If you're still listening, you need therapy. So text me for a recommendation. Thank you guys for listening so much. Rate, review us, tell your friends. And
that's it.
We'll
that's
see
it,
next
folks.
Week.
And you know, download that Nanny theme song. Mm-hmm. It'll make you happy.
The Nanny.
Good morning, good morning.